This is how horses fly across the steppes on the plains, like wild birds tearing the earth to pieces, trampling the grass, drinking the wind. This is how faceless men of steel walk through concrete cities, letting the light through in a place where all have long forgotten about the light. This is how fish swim against the current to the seashore, spawning, glinting silver, scattering spray. This is how heart beats when eyes cry dark with pain, and in the morning the words of their faith rise in obelisks. This is how the snow covers the cave paintings with blue eyes, keeping under their cold the hot secrets of eternity. This is how neural mirrors make people holy, filling every cell with the consciousness of human greatness. This is how birds protect their chicks during sleepy nights. Ask her where she hides her strength in her weary wings. This is how the superstitious old mother prays to all the saints, and how she silently finds her shaved-headed children on the scaffold. This is how rivers carry life and wash the souls and bodies of the dead wet by the rain without fear of eternally drying in the sun. This is how the sincerity of words opens the hearts of the dry and hardened, preventing madness and courage from falling into eternal oblivion. In the abyss, there is much light, and there are many a color, a uniform, mesmerizing light, a new light. Choose a color that you like. Each of you, choose a color. Ready? Did you choose it? I hope you chose green, because I want you now to think of the color green. Close your eyes and picture it, the color green. You are the color green. You like how the air touches your face, how it caresses your hair. You are a spike in a green cornfield. You gently wobble in the breeze. The sun has just risen, and you wobble. You wobble for a few seconds. You are a spike in a field. There is no need to close your eyes, yet you may if you want to. Now, if you had them closed, open them. Look around you and notice all the corn spikes that are just like you. Listen to the wind and leaves rustling. Think about this. Someone just told you in the headset that you are a corn spike and you believed it. You behaved like a corn spike. You are lucky to know what a corn spike looks like. You could have just as easily thought of flour or, even worse, straight off croissant. In about 50 years, someone listening to this will not even know what green is. They will imagine it's the color of a t-shirt or that of a kitchen sill. Come on, be serious. You're a human being, not a corn spike, but we're glad that you are cooperating. Think of a quality pertaining to being human. A single word. Say it in your head. Now whisper it loud enough so that the person to your left and to your right can also hear it. Say it several times until both your voice and those of the people amidst you find yourself become one. You are one single voice. What makes you think that you are human? The dream. Yes, the dream. And you dream, and he also dreams, she also dreams. We all dream. The entrance, in a dream, is made through an early summer rain, whose drops ricochet off the heated asphalt and touch your calves while you're blindly typing a message, smiling. Through a massive door on which you knock until your fists are worn out without being given an answer, but upon which you keep on pounding, for behind the door you discern movement, the faintest of pulses, of something that is already dying before having been born within you. You are with your child in the house garden. You are with your child in the park next to the apartment building. It can be your child or a child you don't know. You are alone. You are in the middle of a crowd. You are here. You sip your coffee. The autumn sun warms your face. The entry in the dream is made through the little pores of the milk cream of your cappuccino. You listen to the birds next to you. You focus to distinguish the loudest sound. It is perhaps a big titmouse. Out of the blue, a drone is headed straight at you. You see it coming at you. A drone which sets the surroundings in the past. Take cover. You fall to the side and then to the other. You duck. What is one thing you would never do to another person? What would you not do unto yourself? War. Say this word in a whisper so that you can be heard by those nearest to you, then a bit louder. Repeat. War. Say this word over and over again until your voice and the voices of those amidst you find yourself become one. You are one single voice. You are all saying war. Say together, war. Water deprivation, sleep deprivation, nourishment deprivation, taking the child away from her mother, natural habitat destruction. I will tell you one great secret. There is nothing that a person would not do unto another person. You roll down on the floor. With your arms, you cover your head. You stay as close as possible to one another. You are afraid. If you feel the need to lie down, do it. Where do you feel the fear inside you? Put your right hand where you feel the fear. The entrance into a dream is made through the pressure point that the right foot creates on the chest. Between the breasts, under which the pulsating heart sends vibrations just above the knee, losing itself along the thigh, through the skin pores, electrified and swollen. With your left hand, touch the one next to you. Whisper to them, "I am here." When there will be no more water and no more grass and not a single bird, I shall be here beside you, and together we will find a solution. While soothing the one next to you, you feel that you're losing your balance. You fall, or you rise again. You are on your feet now, you can relax. You can check your phone to see if there's any unread message. You can read it. Read it aloud, if you want. Share it with us. The entrance into the dream is made through the just barely lit phone screen and the millions of letters typed into words, long sentences, with or without punctuation marks, in which the apostrophe replaces the hyphen, the three suspension points almost entirely have replaced the full stop, and everything suddenly takes the form of an immense question mark, ravenously swallowing all. You feel your breath, the chest, the skin. Close your eyes. Imagine a big space, full of light, looking from the outside within. You project yourself dancing. When was the last time you could have danced and yet you didn't? Try to remember a song you like. Imagine riding your bike and listening to this song on your headphones. Croon it. Let it unfold in your mind. Let your body roam, breathe, and feel the breeze. You start slowly walking without going too far from the others. You are still here. It was a dream. There is a single way out, and it has a tremendous power. It blocks all entries. You can only look at them from behind and just remember that you dreamt. You stop now. Choose a person you are attracted to. Try to look them in the eye from afar. Now close in on that person. How real are you? How much of you is manifested in the public space? You are not really alone in this space and you're holding your breath. Show to one another your favorite song. Can you remember the last time when you could have danced and you didn't? How about dancing? With your favorite song in mind, dance. We're dancing. We're moving as one, together. Go 2 steps to the right. 2 steps to the left. Move 2 steps to the right. And 2 steps to the left. Circle round towards your right until you get back from whence you started. And take 2 steps with your right foot back. And 2 more. And 2 more. And 2 more again. 2 steps with your left foot to the side. And 2 more. And 2 more again. Stop and look around you. Think of a favorite place in your city. It can be your house, a park, a coffee place, a bench, a sidewalk. It can be the office where you go to work daily. Think of this place. You are there. Do what you normally do when you are there. A ray of light, as sharp as a knife's blade, cuts through the air. The palm turns into a fist, as if it wants to hold something, anything, for as long as necessary, but there is nothing left to hold. The light goes through the space slowly, as if it's carefully scanning each millimeter in search of proof of bygone days. And an item you do not recognize falls next to you with a muffled sound, suspended echo. It is only the body which stands still, as in a refusal. Brushing the teeth will be futile.